This morning you might see that we're having a little bit more of a casual worship service. This is our tradition here at Greystone, is that the Sunday directly after Christmas, our first Sunday in Christmastide, is a Sunday where we actually invite you every year to come to worship in your pajamas if you choose. This year, some of you may actually be taking us up on that, and we love it. Usually it's only our littlest ones who show up in their Christmas PJs. This morning, whether you are still in your pajamas, cuddled up in your couch with the first or second or maybe even third cup of coffee by this point, we are glad that you are here. This year, 2020 has felt so dark and so heavy and so lonely for many of us. But this morning, we want to challenge you. We want to challenge you to find the light in the dark year that has passed so that you can carry that light into the next year with you. I think you've heard me say before that one of my favorite things about Christmas is the lights. I'm sitting here in front of my Christmas tree that I think has 3,200 lights on it. I love Christmas lights. I would have put more on it if I had found them, but everyone was sold out of this particular style of lights. I love Christmas lights. One of my favorite things is sitting in a dark room where the only lights are the lights from the tree, the tiny little lights. This year, with this tree, it lights up the whole room. There's also a little trick that some of you might not know about me, but my vision is actually pretty bad. So a little trick that I do sometimes, and I kind of secretly love it, is that if I take off my glasses, the tree disappears, and all I see is the lights. The lights kind of float, kind of looks like a big triangle of lights, and I love it. It's a reminder to me that no matter how dark our world seems, no matter how dark any particular situation seems, there's always a little light. Sometimes we have to look a little harder to see it, but the light is always there. So this morning you will hear from some of our church members how they have seen light this year. We would love to hear from you and hear how you have seen light this year as well. I know that you will enjoy this more relaxed and casual style of worship. We will get to hear lots of music and enjoy the fact that though it is December 27th, Christmas is not over. The story has only just begun. Because Jesus didn't stay a baby in that manger. Jesus grew up, and Jesus was a light to our world, and Jesus encouraged us to be that light as well. Will you pray with me? God of glory, your splendor shines from a manger in Bethlehem, where the light of the world is humbly born into the darkness of human night. Open our eyes to Christ's presence in the shadows of our world, so that we, like him, may become beacons of your justice and defenders of all for whom there is no room. Help us to both see and be the light in a world that feels so dark. Amen.
Greystone family, I'd like to share with you how I found ways to give joy during this dark time this year in 2020. Some ways that I've found been able to give joy are giving bread to people, going in and knocking on their door, and stepping away with our masks, but being able to give them warm, fresh bread, and to talk to them. That's what I've missed. I'm a social person, so COVID has kind of challenged me to do it in new ways. And I've created Zoom calls. We have played Five Crowns over Zoom with my family from all over the country. And we send a pack of the cards to them, so they have their own pack, and we're not touching or doing all that stuff. And also, I've done Zoom calls for my family and my relatives. I've actually been able to teach my relatives how to use Zoom, which has been a struggle, but they're getting it. Also, I've been doing a buddy break, which has been quite a joy, to see the kids' faces when they see Santa and give them gifts. And I'd just like to thank the church for all the gifts and all the donations that you've provided. You've provided joy in that way. And also the Living Nativity. Even though I've grown up with it and my family's been in it, it was a new way for us to continue that tradition and to spread joy and light. So, in closing, what are some ways that you can spread joy and light this holiday season, whether it's on Zoom or on giving cards to other people? I've done that as well for the first time. So I hope you can find ways to bring joy this holiday season.
Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to the entire Greystone Church family. To say that 2020 is a year we will never forget is one of those understatements. Whether we wanted to or not, we have been forced to face many challenges this past year, ones that we could never have imagined individually or collectively. If asked, most of us could not even have described what we thought a pandemic would be like or how it would impact our lives. I mean, we've seen movies and TV shows or read fiction about catastrophic events, but that's far different than describing what we think life would be like. Well, now we know from lots of different angles and with many different lenses. With every passage of time, there's both good and bad that can happen, and from which we can learn life lessons. There is both light and darkness that surrounds us each and every day. We have experienced isolation, fear, and frustration, and yet we found community in new ways. We sought strength to overcome our fears, and we have been forced not only to learn, but also to practice patience. For so many of us, 2020 seemed to just pile the darkness on it was not only the pandemic, but the other challenges that life gave us that made this an unusually difficult year. For me personally, dealing with a cancer diagnosis and subsequent treatments, losing a parent, my dad, and not being able to spend time with him leading up to his passing. These were some of the particular patches of darkness that I experienced this year. And while it may have been dark around me, I know that I was not alone. All around me, friends and family have also been experiencing similar types of loss of parents, of family members, and loved ones. There are others who have been dealing with health crises, both COVID-related and non-COVID-related. People have lost jobs, and many who have essential worker jobs have been put in harm's way. Students struggle to learn in virtual environments, and teachers struggle right along with them to make the time meaningful. We miss the community of gathering at choir practice, weekly church dinners, Bible study, and being in worship together. To be honest, we could spend days counting the number of ways we have experienced darkness in the year 2020. But I, along with some other folks for this morning's service, were asked to share how we have found light in the middle of this darkness. I'm reminded of the servant song, which begins one verse with these words, "I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fears." The familiar song challenges us to ask, "Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too." And then poetically, "We are pilgrims on a journey. We're together on the road. We're here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load." This year, I saw light in so many ways, being carried by so many people in my life. Each one is a gift from God that shared God's love and care in ways that were so meaningful. If I try to name each individual person who reached out, who touched me with a prayer, with a visit, with a meal, with a card, with a phone call or a text, or on Facebook or emails, I would surely fail to leave out someone who did something amazing. Each one was a point of light in my life, pointing to the love and care of God's provision. Each one was Christ incarnate to me, a friend who drove me to treatments every single day just because he felt I should not go to those treatments alone. Friends who brought me milkshakes and sat masked 6 to 8 feet away just to talk. A friend driving me 4 hours away so that I could visit my father in hospice the day after I completed radiation treatment, just so that Dad could wake up and see me once more before he transitioned to eternity and know that I was there. A friend who knew that I needed support to regain strength and to this day calls once a week so that we can go walking together and talk by phone because he's in California. A loving partner who checks on me the first thing each and every day from across the ocean. Dear friends who share a blessing for their sons every week at the beginning of the Jewish Sabbath and who added me to that blessing each week while I was in treatment. You know the familiar Irish blessing, "May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause their countenance to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord protect you and grant you peace." I guess that's one thing that we've learned this year, that in the midst of such prevalent darkness, we need the countenance of the Lord. And that face shines brightly and pointedly in each and every act of kindness. Those who have been the Christ light for us remind us that we must be the Christ light for each other in this unusual journey. Every way we can find to build community across yet another Zoom meeting call that are both tiring and endearing, and socially distanced outings that are appropriate, and phone calls, and cards, All of these have reminded us what a church family is and can be. Greystone staff and church family have been there for each other each step along the way. I feel blessed to call Greystone my church family. So thank you all for being the Christ light in our wider community in the midst of a season of more darkness than we ever imagined. Theologian Frederick Buechner speaks of Advent, of light and darkness, using the metaphor of a curtain about to rise at a show. The orchestra is poised, the conductor's baton is raised, and you're holding your breath to listen, and the whole world waits. He writes, "In the silence of a midwinter dusk, there is far off in the deeps of it somewhere a sound, so faint for all you can tell it may be only the sound of the silence itself." You hold your breath to listen. The extraordinary thing that is about to happen is matched only by the extraordinary moment just before it happens. Advent was that moment. Now it's Christmastide. The Christ child has come again. The light is shining, and we are reminded that we are called to be the Christ light for each other in this darkness and in the year to come. I sit at the piano here in the sanctuary. That's one of the physical places I've found light in the midst of 2020's darkness. Ah, heck. To be honest, this is where I find light in the dark patches throughout my entire life. If I can just sit and play and listen, I hear a quiet voice speaking in the language of love. I'll hold the Christ light for you in the darkness of your fear. I'll hold my hand out to you, speaking the peace you long to hear. Thank you, Greystone, for continuing to be the Christ light in my life and in the lives of so many others in 2020 and 2021 and beyond. I want to share this simple song, the servant song, with you before we leave. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Let's join our hearts, our minds, and our very spirits together in prayer. Holy God, we marvel at the mystery of your incarnation, your coming to be among us. We love and relish the message of the angels, the song of Mary, the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. Give us grace to see all the ways that you stand beside us, sharing our pain and sorrow, celebrating our joy. Because you have come to be with us, because you have dispersed the gloom of night and brought dawn to our own darkness, we recognize and understand your care and love, and so that causes us to pray, to think and to pray for all of those who are sad and heavy of heart in this season of light. We know that praying for our neighbor makes your heart glad, and that it even brings us closer to you. And so we pray. We pray this morning for all those who mourn, whose grief is raw and cutting. We pray for the sick in body and mind who long for wholeness. We pray for families that are divided and fractured by both space and emotion. We pray for those misunderstood youth who seethe and struggle. We pray for little children who, just like that babe in Bethlehem, are born into places of fear. Because you have come to us, we come to you, bringing on this morning, in this season, perhaps especially in this Christmas season, all of those problems of our lives that seem so insoluble, offering up to you our fears that seem so great, all of those matters that perplex us so deeply that we don't even know how to pray or what to ask. Yet you know. You always know. Grant us peace. A peace that only you can give. And on this day, we pray that you would give us what we need, despite what we think we want. Give us the grace to serve you where we live, because it is in that particular place that we will find you, even this Christmas. O God, our Emmanuel, bless us on this morning and always by your holy presence. Amen.
O come, holy faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
years ago, about the same time of the year, I came across a quote by Wendell Berry. He wrote, "Love is what carries you, for it is always there, even in the dark, or most in the dark, but shining out like gold stitches in a piece of embroidery." My family and I had just celebrated our first holiday season without my dad, and that year, much like this one, was filled with more than its fair share of darkness. I spent most of the pre-dawn hours of the last days of that year sitting in the quiet at the dim light of the Christmas tree, considering those gold stitches, the ones that shone out against the dark and held me together even when I didn't recognize them. I've spent the final early morning hours of this year contemplating those same gold stitches. No doubt there have been dark days, grief and ache and worry and fear, some familiar and some new and uncharted. But when I look back, a beautiful piece of embroidery takes shape, glimpses of shining gold thread holding it all together. Those stitches look like the faces that show up in small squares on my screen at the appointed hour nearly every week, sharing laughter and sometimes tears, big fears and small victories, reminding me I'm not alone. They're the dinner that shows up on the doorstep, or the DoorDash gift card text to come through at the very moment I can't bear to stand in front of the stove even one more time. Those tiny stitches are the ridiculous meme that shows up in a text thread and makes me laugh when all I really want to do is cry at the end of a long day, or the steady words of encouragement reminding me to breathe when grief and worry rise up like a wave threatening to pull me under. They're the gift and goodie exchanges over the backyard fence, the parking lot car picnics, and the sweltering, sticky late summer evening walk and talks, or the candle that flickers across town, a silent vigil on my behalf when I can't find my own words to pray. These ordinary moments are so easily lost in the day-to-day, but looking back, they glimmer. They are light, and they are love, and love shows up, even and most especially in impossibly dark places. Love has carried me, love carries me now, and I believe it will continue to carry me, holding it all together, a shimmering thread, making something beautiful where there might have been emptiness, and lighting the way forward. My prayer now, as we reflect on this holiday season and finally turn the page on a new year, is that you will find the same. That when you look back, the gold stitches will shine for you, no matter how tiny. That the light will find you, even if it's just a flicker. And that you will know with certainty, no matter what, that love will carry you.
Before thee, opening to the sun above, melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays, stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken grace. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting word and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Mortals, join the happy chorus, reach the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning o'er us, joining all in heaven's plan. Ever singing, love.
Thank you so much for joining us for this time of worship and celebration of Christ's birth. In this season, there really is so much to be thankful for. For the testimonies of those who profess to have seen light in the darkness of this year, of this season of life together, we give God great thanks. And today, I give thanks for each of you, the beloved community that is Greystone Baptist Church. Whether you're a longtime member or a guest for the first time with us today, we want you to know that you are welcome with us, and we are so grateful that you chose to worship with us today on this Sunday after Christmas. Greystone is a place where all people belong, and we feel truly blessed by the presence of all who gather together with us to worship, even if that worship has to be online. We hope that this time has been meaningful for you today as you continue to live in your incarnate faith in the world, a faith that is alive and bursting with all of the hope and peace and joy and love that we have come to know in Jesus the Christ. We will meet you back here next week on our YouTube channel as we once again worship together, reading scripture, singing the songs of our faith, and listening for a word from God that might fill us up and send us into our lives for next week. Until then, we send you back into your world, back into your lives with your families and friends, and we send you out with this Christmas benediction. Let us go from this place, boldly proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is indeed a light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness shall never overcome. And may the love of the Creator, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of the Christ child be with you this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
On Christmas Eve, I walk through the falling snow, as the lights in the windows and up on the housetops glow. The smells of balsam and cedar and gingerbread fill the air, as children by firesides hang their stockings with care. On city streets, carolers sing and brass bands play. Songs of faith this year will bring here in Santa's sleigh. Signs and messages posted on storefronts and windowsills remind us to love one another and spread goodwill. See, there's one thing that I'd like to see, after the lights all come down from the tree, that the spirit of Christmas and the peace we all share stay in our hearts and our minds all through the year. Back home on the mantle are cards from family and friends, telling of holiday joy and the love that they send. Gifts and packages under the tree await the dawn, to be opened before one more Christmas come and gone. See, there's one thing that I'd like to see, after the lights all come down from the tree, that the spirit of Christmas and the peace we all share stay in our hearts and our minds all through the year. And the seasons, they will turn, I'll remember what I've learned. Each and every single day I can show the world the way. See, there's one thing that I'd like to see, after the lights all come down from the tree, that the spirit of Christmas and the peace we all share stay in our hearts and our minds all through the year.
Jesus.